United Nations Special Envoy Razali Ismail began a three-day visit to Rangoon Tuesday amid efforts to revive stalled political reconciliation talks as well as press for opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's release. Razali Ismail is on his 11th visit to Burma as part of United Nations efforts to broker a dialogue between the military government and pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her National League for Democracy, NLD. Mr. Razali made no comment as he arrived in Rangoon Tuesday, but diplomats said Mr. Razali will be seeking to negotiate freedom for Aung San Suu Kyi, now under house arrest and recovering from major surgery. Mr. Razali is expected to meet the NLD leader Wednesday during his three-day visit. The government says Aung San Suu Kyi, held at a secret location, has been under protective custody following the attack. Mr. Razali will also meet the government senior general Tan Shui and Prime Minister Kin Yunt. But diplomats and analysts are less upbeat over Mr. Razali's visit this time. Aung Zor, editor of the independent newspaper The Irrawaddy, says Prime Minister Kin Yunt is expected to spell out to Mr. Razali details of Burma's roadmap to democracy.
My understanding is that Kin Yunt will explain him or lecture him about the Burmese version of roadmap. Then Mr. Razali may try to explore more ideas, but apart from it, I don't think anything he can achieve.
In an address to the UN this week, Foreign Minister Win Aung said the government was firmly committed to bringing about a systematic transformation to democracy. But Mr. Aung Zor says the political direction the government is taking the country remains unclear.
The people asking for the freedom of Aung San Suu Kyi and conditional freedom. Also, there are over 1,300 political prisoners in jails, and the government showed no willingness to sit down with the opposition party. And how can you say that this is leading to the right direction? It's going nowhere.
Burma has come under intense international pressure from the United States and Europe to free Aung San Suu Kyi. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, of which Burma is a member, has also pressed the government to free Aung San Suu Kyi before the Ten-Nation Group Summit in Indonesia, which begins October 7. Burma has been under a military government since 1962. The current regime came to power in 1988, and while Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won elections in 1990, the government has refused to give up power. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.